This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We direct your attention today to Part A, Exhibit 1 of the Commerce Department's report this morning on U.S. international trade in goods and services. Run your finger down the page, the left-hand column, until you get to the line that says 2022, January through December. Then scan right just a little bit to find the trade gap for all of last year, $948.06 billion. We're going to round that to 948.1. There's a minus sign in front of it because over the past 12 months, we've bought way more stuff from overseas than we have sold. So what can that tell us about the economic state of play right now? Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman is on duty.
Let's start with exports. American companies sold less stuff abroad as the global economy slowed down. Sharon O'Halloran is a U.S. political economist teaching this semester at Trinity College Dublin. She says exports have also been hurt by the strength of the dollar, which soared last year, driven by rising U.S. interest rates.
So that makes the cost of U.S. goods more expensive, harder for people to import those goods vis-a-vis buying a domestic Irish sweater.
On the flip side, imports to the U.S. have become more affordable for Americans emerging from the pandemic and shopping, says Joe Bruswellis at consulting firm RSM.
The U.S. consumer still remains resilient and is going to spend for cheaper imported goods.
The strong dollar's good for Americans abroad, too. Sharon O'Halloran's seeing it in Ireland.
A lot of people coming in, U.S. people with dollars buying homes or trying to set up different types of businesses.
All well and good for the U.S., except a strong dollar can also hurt a lot of players in the world economy, says Quincy Crosby, chief global strategist at LPL Financial.
It tightens financial conditions. It hurts emerging markets. The other thing it hurts is the S&P 500 multinationals. It makes their products and services more expensive.
Any signals from the Fed that U.S. interest rates will go higher and stay high for longer are likely to further strengthen the dollar and raise the trade deficit again. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.